Chapter 2 Journey to Paradise.
I will light another match, she thought. Maybe the stove will come again.
Again, the match sparkled like a diamond in the cold night air. This time was very different. She could see a wonderful room.
Oh, how wonderful it is!
She cried out. There was elegant furniture. On the table was an amazing feast. In the middle was a big goose. The smell was mouth-watering. The little girl watched all of this.
I want to eat the delicious food, she thought. I want to sit in the elegant chairs.
Suddenly, the goose rolled toward the poor little girl. She tried to get it, but it all disappeared. There was nothing left but the burnt match. Without thinking, she took another match and lit it. She wanted to see that wonderful sight again. This time, she was sitting under the most amazing Christmas tree. This scene was so much better than any of the others. She wanted to touch one of the candles. She lifted her hands toward the tree. But all the candles rose higher and higher. The candles became the stars. She watched one of them falling. It made a fiery line in the sky. The little girl then thought of her grandmother. Her granny died many years ago. She was the only person who was kind to the little girl.
A person is dying somewhere,
she whispered.
Granny told me that when a star falls through the sky, the person's soul goes up to heaven.
She felt very sad. She missed her grandmother very much. She immediately lit another match. It was brighter than all of the other matches. She watched the center of the light. Slowly, the shape of her grandmother appeared. Her face looked so gentle and kind.
Granny!
She cried out.
I miss you so much. I am so sad without you. Please, take me with you. Don't disappear when the match goes out. I don't want you to leave me again.
Then, the little girl had an idea. She lit the rest of the matches. The matches shone so brightly. The grandmother took the little girl in her arms. The little girl felt safe with her grandmother now. They flew higher and higher into the air. The grandmother took the little girl to paradise. In that place, the girl never felt cold again. She never felt hungry or sad again. She could live happily with her loving grandmother.